Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's get after it and see what AWS has for us. AWS Incident Detection and Response now offers 5-minute response time for critical incidents. Given that this starts at $7,000 a month per workload, I don't think that expecting a 5-minute response time when things explode is even slightly unreasonable.
OSO makes it easy for developers to build authorization into their applications. With OSO, you can model, extend, and enforce your authorization as your applications scale. Organizations like Intercom, Headway Product Board, and PagerDuty have migrated to OSO to build fine-grained authorization backed by a highly available and performant service. Check out OSO today at osohq.com. That's osohq.com.
Multiple solution tagging on ACE opportunities. Measure what you care about is always true. And apparently talking to an AWS partner is increasingly going to be gamified into how many solutions can we force on them until they catch on. This kind of post and go-to-market nonsense really doesn't thrill me. Introducing the .NET 8 runtime for AWS Lambda. And it's still kind of odd to me that for some languages, new runtimes really matter. And for others, stuff it into a Docker container and get back to work remains de rigueur. Best practices for managing Terraform state files in AWS CI/CD pipeline. This sure uses a whole lot of words to describe what most of us are already doing, storing the state file in S3 with an optional locking mechanism in DynamoDB. See, the entire reason HashiCorp has a cloud product at all is that AWS never bothered to think from the customer perspective on this point. Gee, I'd like an authoritative hosted service that keeps the state of my infrastructure up to date and handles locking issues. I'm still surprised that they remembered to teach CloudFormation to read from a Git repository at the most recent reInvent. I keep meaning to try that out, by the way.
No one is excited by the prospect of building permissions except for the people at OSO. With OSO's authorization as a service, you have building blocks for basic permissions patterns like RBAC, REBAC, ABAC, and the ability to extend to more fine-grained authorization as your applications evolve. Build a centralized authorization service that helps your developers build and deploy new features quickly. Check out OSO today at osohq.com. Again, that's osohq.com.
And finally, understand Amazon S3 data transfer costs by classifying requests with Amazon Athena. Yeah, I hate this so much. Yes, the solution is great and all, but it includes gems such as here's the Python code to generate the SQL query. All of this is just to understand what you're paying for data transfer? How did this become a big data problem that is left for the customer to solve? S3 is a marvel, but its billing transparency is increasingly looking like a Stone Age relic by comparison. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please stay oh so very salty.